East the Gallipo is reaching for Cardinal Leger, then it gets crowded through the Sheen. With buy one, get one free at Deluxe Paints, do more and do it for less. But hurry, offer ends May 5th. Visit your local Deluxe store today. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
So the sun's going to be shy today. It's going to be mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain mixed with snow this morning. It's also going to be quite windy and cold, only a tiny high of 5 today. Yeah, so maybe take out that winter jacket just for one more day, because as of tomorrow, clearing skies, sunny breaks, high of 9. The weekend looks like it's going to be beautiful, except for Saturday. But Sunday and Monday, the sunshine will be with us. Right now, 1 degree in Montreal.
See, it's forecast like this is the reason why we are sick.
Yes. See? Too many changes.
You don't know what
you were partying all weekend and being irresponsible.
Not at all.
Blame it on the weather, Natasha Gargiulo.
Blame it on the weather.
And now, by the way, you're getting everybody else sick. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's not the weather.
I'm getting sick. I'm going to be off soon.
Yeah. You're the problem.
You can have a day off. So you're welcome.
All right. So listen, there's a shortage of something these days, and millennials are pointing out how their kids aren't getting the same childhood that they had.
Oh.
Yeah, that's coming up next. Here's Milky Chance, Stolen Dance on the Beat.
The Beat Breakfast Club. Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.
I want you by my side so that I never feel alone. They've always been so kind, but now they've brought you away from me. I hope they didn't get your mind. Your heart is too strong anyway. We need to fetch back the time they have stolen from us.
Breakfast Club. We got Claudia.
Good morning.
Natasha.
Good morning.
Kim.
Hello.
And Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hello.
Hello. Are you Ms. Doubtfire over there?
Yes.
Hello.
That's exactly what it sounded like. I love it.
Good morning. Listen, there's something that my wife, Steph, and I actually, we noticed and we feel bad. And then hearing other millennials have the same, not concern, but observation. It's interesting, and I'm curious if you agree with this. Okay,
our moms did not have the number of babies as our grandmas did, and I know there's always exception to the rule, but for the most part, our millennial kids, they're not growing up with the amount of cousins that we did.
I wasn't expecting her to say that.
I know, right?
I thought she was going to say we're not having the same childhood as we used to because we didn't have enough siblings. But now she's saying cousins.
It's cousins. Remember that big extended family? You see them all. And it's very true. We look at our family and Steph and I's, our siblings, like my two sisters do not have kids and don't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, one of my brother-in-laws has. So it's like there's not this huge network of family for my kids to be around.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's
Which
so
is
true.
Sad because like I mentioned I'm an only child. Yeah. My cousins were everything. They're still everything. Like they're kind of like my extended siblings if you want.
We had like second and third cousins that like we didn't blur the, like we did blur the lines on who was the first and cousins are cousins. Doesn't
cousins
matter,
are cousins.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's sad that that's not really around anymore.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I come from a big Italian family where all of my mom and my aunts all had like four kids. Mm-hmm. So we all have these big families.
Right.
So when we all get together, it's a bunch of cousins and aunts and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But now when I look at the family dynamics right now, my daughter, she's the only child. My sister has only one son. And so thank goodness for my other sister who had three kids because those are the cousins right there. So yeah, that is pretty sad. But I mean, times have changed. People aren't having ginormous families anymore because one, you're starting later in life. Mm-hmm. Two, financial instability, fertility crisis, career ambitions, unstable housing market. I mean, there's so many things that play into you wanting the right time to start a family.
Exactly. And then it's a choice too.
Yeah. And it's a choice.
A lot of people are choosing not to have kids and that's okay.
Absolutely.
But for the people that do want kids, I think we can all agree by saying that's a lot harder now to have kids than it was back in the day.
Listen, I mean, a woman's biological clock is happening when a woman is at her successful peak.
Yeah.
So at that point, the woman has to decide, what do I do first? Mm-hmm. Do I go for the career or do I have the kids? Mm-hmm. Because she can't have both. And if she does, we've all tried to do it. It's really, really hard because something takes a back seat.
Yeah, but I wish I could have had either many, 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 many kids or not have to have gone to work, right? So that I could, I don't know. I just feel like it's hard nowadays.
So sometimes you do have to make that decision. And it's not just here. It's around the world. You're seeing that, you know, the population is kind of, or the new birth rates are declining.
They are.
Right? Substantially all around the world. But some countries are getting creative on how to boost that number.
Could it be something that we could see happening here? At home,
it would
Canada?
Be amazing for so many reasons if we did try it here.
Okay.
So there's two countries in particular that I can't wait to tell you about because they are really getting creative on how to increase population and address the declining birth rate.
Does it involve money?
Stay tuned, Natasha.
Okay.
Don't go
right.
anywhere. Okay. Make sure you tuned into the Beat 925. And right after Frank Walker, you're going to find out.
Oh, Franco, hurry up.
Out there, but I can't open up to someone new. No, and I've been acting like I don't care, just the sort of thing you'd see right through. Yeah, and drink your whiskey like it's water, it don't help me swallow the truth. Ooh. I'm more sorry than I've ever been. You're a part of me that I can't lose. Yeah, I've been getting high, dancing on my own. I can spend another weekend drinking to our song. And I know that I'm drunk, but that don't make me wrong. I'm writing you this message, cause I need to let you know I'm missing you. Missing you. It's in you.
It's the Beat Breakfast Club, and my wife Steph and I have noticed something, and we're not the only millennials pointing out that kids these days aren't growing up with as many cousins. They're calling it a cousins shortage, and it's very unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. So I'm an only child, and I married into a family that, you know, of three kids. So Jason and I, we have two kids.
Yeah.
Jason's sister has three kids, and Jason's brother have three kids as well. So it's like beautiful chaos.
Yeah.
The eldest one is Noah, my son, who's 17, and the youngest one is Cole, and he's two. And it's just so nice to see them get together. Yeah. Like, cousins are so special.
You see, I grew up with that beautiful chaos all the time, and I loved it, but I do notice that now with my family, which is my daughter, who is the only child, when we do get together with my siblings and their kids, it's not as big of a gathering as it was when I was growing up. And so this research or this new revelation is so true, and it's sad, but we understand why. It's just because those big families don't exist anymore. People are waiting a lot longer to start a family, whether they choose to have a family. Finance comes in the way.
It's hard.
Biology comes in the way.
So there are a lot of different reasons why the birth rate around the world, so many countries, has been declining, and countries are trying to get creative, right?
Okay.
So there's, what ways can you incentivize a young family, young parents, or specifically young women to, you know, have more kids?
Less work, more money.
And you know what?
Is that even possible?
Money is a big thing.
So there is two countries in particular that are doing something very creative. The first one is doing pretty much exactly that. Japan is transitioning to a four-day work week.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, yes.
Specifically to give couples more time to get it on.
Oh my gosh. Instead of on Wednesdays we wear pink, it's on Fridays we have.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't.
I'm going to make those t-shirts.
I don't think getting it on is the problem or the issue here, because I think everybody, if they did have more time, they would get it on. And I don't think people get it on anymore just to procreate. I think we actually like to get it on for pleasure, right? But so.
Oh, that's what I'm doing wrong.
but hold on.
I'm like, why are you going? Where are you going with this?
But I'm curious to know, is it only 4 days when you're trying to have a baby, or once you have that baby too, so that you can have a day at home and spend with your child?
It's the whole picture. Exactly.
Okay. So because it's not just to make the baby.
Well, it's right now specifically so you could, you know, get more time. But no, it makes it more appealing that you have more time to be present with your family, that you're not just working for the weekend type thing, right?
Yeah, but I still want to go back to the whole woman thing. Is if a woman was guaranteed that she could go back to a job, or that she could somehow balance a career and family, I think that's the thing. You know, women have to make that choice. Mm-hmm. You have to stop your career at a certain time to be fully present in a child's life.
So there's
that sacrifice that a woman makes. And I think that's the reason why perhaps we are having less children, is because women are making the conscious decision, A, to have children later, and B, maybe not to have children at all.
Yeah. So I went back to work after giving birth to Noah 6 weeks after he was born. 6 weeks.
That's
so
crazy.
I didn't even take my full mat leave because, like Natasha said, I was afraid not to have a job. I was afraid that people, I would be forgettable, because in our industry, you're easily replaced.
So we legally have to have a position when you come back, but I know you, it's that fear of being forgotten, being, you know.
Yeah, and that was really hard. And I'll be very honest in saying that if I would have had a choice, like if I didn't have to go back to work, I would have loved to have been a stay-at-home mom for 3-4 years. I would have loved that for the first 3-4 years of my child's life.
And listen, we are lucky here in Canada and Quebec. Like, we do have a very good mat leave and parental leave program. We're very fortunate. Like, but it's still, it's a reality of a woman having to put her kind of career on hold. Yes, a few texters are writing in that Canada and other countries do have a baby bonus.
They do,
$1,000 for your first kid, $2,500 for your second, $5,000 if you have three.
Listen, I would have had $5,000, but it didn't work out
that
way.
Yeah, but it's more expensive. Okay, so what about this one? I think you might like this one. It's
Hungary.
Hungary.
Hungary. What did I say?
Hungaria.
Different countries.
Hungaria.
I'm like, where is that? Hungaria. Are you not Hungarian when you're from Hungary?
You are.
Do you want some of my Benelin? Yeah. Do you want some of my Benelin?
Please
so
do.
In Hungary, they're making women and mothers exempt from income tax.
Wow.
See, that's getting creative. And that is really thinking outside of the box, isn't it?
I love that.
It's really something. So, like, there's so many. It's like a tiered thing. And depending, you know, how old you are and if you're trying, how many kids you have. But it's really cool. And this is not in theory anymore. They've actually started it.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's a mindset. Like, when I talk to my daughter's just like, I don't know if I want to have kids. And that hurts me, right? Because I'm like, oh my goodness, if you can be a mother, it's the best job in the world. And she's like, yeah, but I look at you and I feel that you sacrifice so much. And I don't know if I could be that selfless. Mm-hmm. And I think to myself, I'm like, wow, okay. And that's a big decision that I find a lot of people make is to say, well, I don't want to take care of a human.
Mm-hmm. And because we do feel a lot of guilt. And that's what I'm getting on the text line right here. I'm an orthodontist. I have two kids under two. It's very tough. Had to go back to work 4 weeks after my second child was born. And I feel a lot of guilt.
Yeah, the mom guilt.
Yeah. Somebody else says, I'm a mom of two whose husband works 14-14. I also have a manager position in the corporate life. Most days are extremely hard. I've debated quitting on multiple occasions. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. And listen, what this is sounding like to me is maybe some peer pressure you're getting, adult peer pressure, like we used to get back in high school.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't fall into it.
Other than that family, like, hey, when are you going to have kids? When are you going to get married? What's another adult peer pressure that you do experience, that you do have? Because somebody on the show here is seeing somebody, yes. Right? You didn't even know I was going to go there with it, is seeing their sibling go through some adult peer pressure. So can't wait to hear what yours is. You don't realize we're talking about
she
you.
She still has no clue.
Yeah, Natasha has no idea we're talking
because
about.
Because we're talking about you.
And your brother-in-law.
Okay.
Oh,
fine.
My God.
Too much.
Are you new here? Do you remember we talked about this 2 days ago?
Benelin.
How sick are you?
I blame it on the Benelin.
What drugs are you on?
She's feeling better now.
All right, Kim, what's up on the road?
Oh, standard busy Wednesday. 13 South congested Dagenais to Henry Bourassa. And then from Hickmore to the 20, 15 South is crowded the outlets to Saint-Martin where it slows to the Met. 25 South congested 640 to Boulevard Mille-Île. Then it fills in at Beaubien for the La Fontaine outbound. Inbound, the tunnels backing to Mortagne. Champlain's at the tracks. Mercier 132's at the lights. 138 the Bingo Hall. And your morning close-up of the West Island Drive is next. Did you know that the Mazda CX-5, Mazda CX-30, and the Mazda 3 Sedan and Sport were named Best Pick by Protégez-vous? Visit your Mazda retailer today. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
Bmall Toyota Laval sells more Toyotas than anyone else in Greater Montreal since, well, as long as I can remember. Come in and find out why. Vimal Toyota Laval.
Spring is awakening, and so is our gift card sale. Subscribe to Scandinav Spa's newsletter by April 21st and be the first to discover our exclusive offer. Mark your calendar and get ready to slow down. Your rendezvous with wellness is just around the corner. Change is a constant in life, but certain things are worth holding on to. Like the armchair you fell for. This one is a must keep. Until April 21st, save 15% on all regularly priced furniture and accessories in-store and at must.ca. Find your must keeps.
Discover Karen Jonka's Pepti Collagen X3 Lashes and Eyes. This integral restoring serum helps lashes appear longer and thicker while effectively reducing the appearance of puffiness and dark circles. Pepti Collagen X3 Lashes and Eyes is available in pharmacies.
Need to make more money? Own a franchise and control your future. Come to the Franchise Expo, April 26th and 27th at the Palais de Congrès to meet with the hottest franchises. Get valuable advice at free seminars and learn how you can open a successful business. This is your only chance to see all your best money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you at Quebec's largest franchise expo, April 26th and 27th, Palais de Congrès. Get tickets at MontrealFranchiseExpo.com.
Ride a Subaru des Sources. Get up to $20,000 in discounts on the all-electric 2024 Solterra, including a $4,000 Roulet Vert credit. And enjoy lease rates starting at 0.99% for 24 months. Subaru des Sources.
Ride with us. Ride at Dilawri. Join us in celebrating Earth Month at the Salvation Army Thrift Store. From now until April 22nd, donate your gently used clothing and household items and receive an exclusive Earth Loves thrift coupon, perfect for your next thrift haul. Your donations don't just help the planet, they also help support Salvation Army's programs like food banks and shelters for those experiencing homelessness right here in Montreal. Let's make every day Earth Day. Find your nearest location at thriftstore.ca.
Hurry, hurry! There's only 1 week left to experience the magic of Easter at Place Versailles. Until April 19th, visit the animals at the farm and on Saturday only, have your face painted and get a glitter tattoo from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Don't miss out on this unforgettable family fun. Visit us today! Place Versailles, corner Sherbrooke Street and the Lafontaine Tunnel, where the metro stops at the door, exit Radisson.
Order up for Damien.
Hey, how did your doctor's appointment go, by the way? Did you ask about Rybelsus?
Actually, I'm seeing my doctor later today.
Did you say Rybelsus? My dad's been talking about Rybelsus.
Rybelsus? Really?
Yeah, he says it's a pill that's...
That's right! Did you know it's also covered by most private insurance plans?
Well, I'll definitely be asking my doctor if Rybelsus is right for me.
Rybelsus. Ask your doctor or visit Rybelsus.ca.
Order up for Rybelsus.
Thousands of Quebecers have guilty pleasures at St. Hubert. It's time we embrace them together. Do you drink your barbecue sauce? You're not alone. It's a classic move. Bottoms up. Do you use the buns to make coleslaw sandwiches? Well, it doesn't get more classic than that. Do you wrap fries in the chicken skin? It could be a classic one day. If you have your own guilty pleasure, visit mystHubertClassic.com and find out if it's a classic.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. You can vote early. Advance polls will be open April 18th to 21st. If you prefer, you can vote at any Elections Canada office until Tuesday, April 22nd, 6 p.m., or you can apply to vote by mail. Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca for all the ways you can vote.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
Radio station marketing department, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from Kanak to buy ad space for our 150th anniversary.
Really?
Yep, Kanak was founded in 1875.
You realize no one cares about that, right?
Well, it's not every day a Quebec company turns 150.
My advice, keep your money and wait for something more interesting.
Like what?
Like your ridiculous prices for starters.
Oh, still have those.
If I were you, I'd talk about that.
Again?
Dude, I go all in on that.
Not Kanak's 150th anniversary.
Nuh-uh.
Well, okay then. Thanks.
Don't mention it.
From April 22nd to the 26th, don't miss the Lexus 5-day event. Take advantage of exclusive offers like lease rates as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months, including a 2% rate reduction during the event. Discover the 2025 Lexus NX250 AWD signature package starting at $528 per month with a $6,500 down payment and a 0.9% lease rate for 24 months. Plus, receive a $1,000 delivery credit. Starting from $54,442, enjoy the luxury of a Lexus SUV.
Spinelli Lexus, the address of choice for all automotive services.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous's Time to Switch event.
We are talking adult peer pressure next. If you have something that maybe it's like, remember when you used to feel like judged in high school? What's one of those things that you feel today as an adult? Adult peer pressure. But first, Montreal traffic for Bel Air Direct. Take the shortcut to quick online quotes with Bel Air Direct Insurance Simplified. Kim, lay it on us.
Well, the Midwest is slow moving from Anjou right through to Côte de l'Est, and the 40 West punches up just after Ancien Combattant for the Illator outbound. 40 East, the Illator inbound backing to the 30-40 split, then it fills in at Cavendish to get on to DeCary. And 20 East, the Gallipot backing to DeLille, then it slows the 13 to First Avenue. During GMC's Truck Month event, get a cash purchase credit of $8,000 on select 2025 GMC Sierra 1500 models. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
The city is alive with hockey madness. Go Habs, go!
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, it's Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee, a.k.a. The Beat Breakfast Club. Thanks for waking up with us and enjoying that first cup of coffee with us by your side.
Good morning.
Do appreciate it. And if I have to peer pressure you into continue to listen, I'll do it. I am shameless,
definitely
my
will.
Friend.
Oh, wow.
Peer pressure is like such a funny thing. You associate it with kids,
mm-hmm.
with teenagers. But the truth is, as adults, we get a lot of peer pressure also.
Yeah.
And based on this, like, you know, birth rate conversation, yeah, we're not alone in feeling the pressures from outside people,
yes.
friends or family.
Yeah, so somebody said having kids is a peer pressure for some.
Yeah.
Because some people don't want to have kids, but the family's like, when are you having kids?
Totally. Right.
When am I going to become a grandma?
When are you getting married?
Yeah. Oh.
When are you getting married? When are you going to have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
When are you going to have a girlfriend?
So those are the extreme type of societal pressures. But we do feel some type of peer pressure, even as adults, in simpler situations.
Yeah,
right?
There's all different types of pressures, I think. It depends on the setting you're in, right?
Yeah.
And you brought up my brother-in-law, and I'm like, oh, okay, you want to talk about that? Not a problem. So my brother-in-law was no longer here, but he was a recovering alcoholic. And I remember whenever we would get together for family gatherings, like, we are a family that grew up with wine at the table.
You're Italian.
At all times,
Mom.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, like, wine was considered water. It was just that's what you drank with your meal. And I remember my brother-in-law, who was Italian as well, but because he took this oath that he was, you know, sober and he was going to be sober for the rest of his life, I would always remember him looking at me every time I would take a glass of wine, and he'd be like, we need to talk. You know, like, why do you feel you need to have a glass of wine? And in my mind, I'm like, it's just one glass of wine,
exactly.
right? But I would always feel like, okay, when I'm with him, I'm not going to drink wine because I don't want him.
Or as much wine.
As much wine.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to judge me. But then I was in a different setting and I went out for dinner with my daughter's friend's moms because mm-hmm. they had their own
daughter's place. Friends.
This is
moms.
The easiest
okay.
question.
Yeah.
The easiest quiz in the world. So they had gone for dinner and the moms decided to get together and none of them ordered wine at the table.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. Well,
so you ordered your glass of wine?
I did not.
Why?
I did not because it was my first time at an outing with my daughter's friends,
mother.
Moms
yeah.
from school. And I didn't want them to judge me. I was like, okay, well, if none of them are having wine, I'm not going to have wine. So I had water for the whole night. And
no.
I kept, as the night was going on,
where's
like,
Jesus to turn that water into wine?
I wouldn't have done that because I feel like if, for example, turn that situation around, if there's three of you around the table and two of you decide to order wine and one of them chooses not to,
yeah.
it's perfectly fine, but the opposite isn't.
Well, wine isn't looked at as a bad thing,
yeah.
you know?
If it's just one person, that person stands out like, oh, well, you can't go a meal without a glass of wine.
What?
There is that.
I am that person and I will
right?
always order my glass of wine.
I don't know.
As
I felt like
should.
I couldn't do that. I felt like, well, I don't really know these women well enough. So maybe when they get to know me and I find out that they like wine too. But no, I didn't want to do that. And I felt like there's all these other little pressures that it depends on your setting, your environment.
So, but these pressures pop up everywhere. Like if you have, what's an adult peer pressure that you deal with? How about this one? Because Natasha, you had this one this week also. Being pressured to take a day off work when you're sick.
Hey, me, been there, done that.
You weren't pressured into taking the day off.
But I feel the pressure not to take a day off.
I feel the pressure not to take the day off.
Okay.
And that's why I did not, well, yesterday I did because I was clearly sick when I came in on Monday. I'm clearly sick now, as you can tell. But yeah, you just feel like, well, it's kind of like, am I really sick? Like you kind of try and dissect, like, how sick am I that I can't go into work?
Exactly.
Well, it's the guilty feeling. Okay,
yeah.
How about this one? When you're sitting and you're watching TV and you're comfortable at home and then you spot your neighbors and they're out and they're doing their lawn work and then you're now I gotta go I you know, they're raking their leaves. I gotta go out and rake my leaves.
Yep.
But so, I mean, that's neighbor peer pressure. I'll even take it even closer in. The amount of times I'm sitting on the couch and I'm so comfortable, Claudia. I mean, minding my own business, finally sitting down, and my wife decides to start doing some cleaning.
Oh, like, she's making me look
out. I gotta get up. I can't just sit here and enjoy. I gotta go help fold the laundry like I want to do it.
Yeah.
No, but I often feel like I'm judged as well because when everyone is outside doing their yard work and I walk out of my house and I just go in my car or whatever, or I come home with like a shopping bag and people are just like, look at this girl. Like she needs to spend more money doing some outdoor yard work instead
rather than spending on clothes. those.
We all have those judgments, though, right? We all judge people for those little things.
We
just
do.
Can't hold them back.
Yeah, even at work. How many of you are peer pressured into going to a work event and maybe you really don't want to? But the reason why you do it is because you want to score some brownie points.
You got to be a team player. Take one for the team.
But it's so not fair. The amount of times that I'm like, oh no, I'm not coming to something. I'm made to feel like, oh well, you should. Where you got to be home with your kids. You gotta. It's a bedtime so hard. Yeah, it is. I don't want to go to another work thing. I gotta pay the consequences after. Sorry, this is a therapy
Tell
session.
Tell us how you really feel.
I just vented so much.
So you're saying you don't want to go to that event next week with us? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my God.
Are you coming go-karting or no?
Yeah. We're all going go-karting next week, and we just know how Leaf really feels about it.
Here's a lot of weight.
This week's tonight, the weekend. I don't want to wait. Celebrate it, baby. I just don't wanna wait. Swimming in the deep blue got me thinking about you. I'm just trying to dive right in. Wanna spend tonight like the last night of our lives, chasing all the love we can. And now, oh, I'm in a sea of lights, and all that I can see is you.
Just shy of 7:38, it's the Beat Breakfast Club, and adult peer pressure is a real thing, and yeah, we feel the judgment for it.
Yes, and we had to call Chelsea because she texted us something that I feel we can all relate to.
Okay.
When we go shopping, Chelsea, when do you feel the peer pressure?
When you're, like, walking out of store, you're just window shopping a little bit, and the clerk's eyes are just on you, watching you, just walking around. And so I always feel like I should have bought something little so it doesn't look like I'm trying to shop.
Oh, wow. Good. Oh, wow. She's got a great heart. You know where else you feel that peer pressure? You know, like, you go to Costco or at the grocery store, and they sample cheese for you, and you taste it.
Yes.
And you're always like, and she's like, you know, she explains what the cheese is, and then you feel that you have to grab or buy the cheese.
Yeah.
Guilty. I've taken the cheese and then I've gone around and I've put the cheese away.
Oh, yeah. I do that at the SAQ, but I end up leaving with the bottles.
Of course you do.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Thank you so much. Does anyone else, as you're walking out of the store after not buying something, do the slow walk just to prove to people that you're
interested?
I'm not suspicious.
I know.
You're not stealing anything.
I didn't steal anything.
I'm going to slow. See, I'm lingering at the door. I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't have anything in my pants.
Or, you know, that's like me when I went to Royal Mount and I walked into the Gucci store. I'm like, yes, of course I'm going to buy something here. Never.
No, you're not.
I don't have enough money to do this right now.
So, Claudia, you also wanted to read a text to call somebody on the show out, I believe.
I did.
There was so-
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. I'm a little late to the party.
I'm trying to impress you into reading the text.
Yeah, because somebody says, I'm late for everything. And yes, I do feel pressure for it. But it's like it throws me off all the time. And that's like you, Kim.
Always.
Kim,
no matter
is,
how hard I try.
I don't understand that.
And literally plan to like leave, say, 20 minutes in advance so that I could be 20 minutes early. Never happens. Something always happens. I leave late, then I get there late, then I can't find parking.
But you're never late for work.
No, or airplanes.
So just want to say that us punctual people judge you late people. But most importantly, we are late to tell people to text if they want to play Can't Be Late.
Okay, so pressure's on.
That peer pressuring you. If you want to give it a shot, just text your name to 92925 and up for grabs today.
Fuego Festival. I don't think we're peer pressuring you into playing this game because those are great tickets.
No way, Jose. First, let's take a look at Montreal traffic for Nissan Gabriel Saint-Constant. For a limited time, only $99 for a tire change, balancing and storage, oil change and multi-point inspection. NissanGabrielSaintConstant.com. Kim, what's up?
All the Met West is slow moving from Anjou right through to Côte-de-Liesse. 40 East, the Illatorte backing to the 30-40 split. It's crowded sources to the 13. Then it jams up at Cavendish. Stays congested right through to Saint-Michel where they're clearing a major accident. They're also forcing everyone off of the Met at that point. 20 East, the Gallipot backing to DeLille. Then it slows between 55th and Ville-Saint-Pierre. E-boxes, 500 megabits per second. Fiber internet at $48 a month is the perfect internet to get lost in a YouTube rabbit hole. Details at ebox.ca. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
This week, we're making it a long holiday weekend by adding an extra Casino de Montréal's Party Mix evening on Sunday. Visit CasinoDeMontréal.ca for the complete lineup.
Lost your driver's license? It's been stolen or damaged? No need to go to a service outlet to replace it. Do it using SACLIC. It's that handy. A message from the Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
This long weekend, find amazing offers for your home and patio at The Brick. For 4 days only, shop incredible deals in every department. Like save up to 40% off on select mattresses or up to $700 off genuine leather sofas. Plus, until April 30th, take up to 60% off Canadian-made sofas or save up to $1,000 off a 4K smart TV. Some exclusions apply. Visit TheBrick.com for details. The Brick, proudly Canadian since 1971.
When the time comes to choose a Honda, never compromise on quality. Buy or lease your new Honda from Spinelli Honda.
It's the Spinelli Honda Checkered Flag Event. Get behind the wheel of the 2025 CR-V LX four-wheel drive. Lease it from $128 weekly for 60 months at 2.99% with $0 down. Drive home a winner starting at just $45,774.
Spinelli Honda, the address of choice for all automotive services.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom!
Whoa, he's exactly like his father.
BMR. Built for pros.
Hey, hun, wanna...
Build the new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea!
Watch a movie?
BMR. Built for pros.
At Archipel, you'll find it all, from garden center to pet store and more. From now till Sunday at Archipel, you'll save the equivalent of the taxes on all barbecues and garden furniture in stock. Archipel, the biggest garden center and a whole lot more. Cousineau Boulevard, Saint-Hubert.
Your Honor, I'll be brief. The coffee maker sitting before you has proudly served the Thompson family for 6 years. Today, now broken, it's rejected by society as a whole, seen only as trash to be thrown out. Your Honor, I beg to differ. I demand that we consider repairing it.
Repairing instead of throwing away is one way to reduce waste. Learn about other ways by downloading the Savaou app from Recyc Québec. It's time to consume differently. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
It's your chance to go electric at Mach-E Speed and enjoy great offers on the last of our 2024 inventory. From April 8th to the 19th, get up to $15,000 in total rebates on a 2024 Mustang Mach-E, including the $4,000 provincial incentive. You heard it right. That's $15,000 in total rebates. You've been waiting for an offer like this for a long time. Visit your Quebec Ford store or Ford.ca today. Certain conditions apply. Offer includes provincial incentive.
Back pain again? Must be from that run. 2 weeks ago? Maybe I pulled something sneezing. Could it be my mattress? Nah. It was definitely the sneeze.
It's your mattress. It's impacting your sleep. Stop playing the blame game.
During the Time to Switch event, get up to 20% off bedding. For a limited time only, restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Dormez-vous.
Save big on designer glasses now at Gratian's Gaff. Until April 27th, save $150 on a complete pair with lenses made here in Montreal and designer frames. Chantal Gravel Optician. Bring your prescription or book your eye exam on Gratian-Gaff.com.
Surround yourself in color. Save 20% on Benjamin Moore Aura, Regal Select, and Ben Interior Paints from April 16th through the 29th. Take advantage of this offer at your local Benjamin Moore store, a Canadian-owned retailer. Details in store.
Spring, at last! And for Easter weekend, Trevi is offering a $750 gift card with a purchase of a selected above-ground pool. Even our new all-black Omega with its thermosolar aluminum wall. A $3,000 gift card with a purchase of an in-ground pool. Even on our new Futura, the only in-ground pool structure that requires no excavation. A $1,000 gift card with a purchase of a spa. Even on the new generation Black Spa made here in Quebec. A colorful Easter weekend with barbecue and in-store swimming on Friday, Saturday, and Easter Monday.
You know what's even better than the return of the nice weather? The return of electric vehicle rebates. That's right. With the government rebate, you can get a 2025 Chevrolet Equinox EV LT front-wheel drive for $99 a week for 48 months with a down payment of $3,500. Purchase price of $44,919. Plus, Costco members get a $1,200 bonus. So come test drive the Equinox EV, Quebec's best-selling electric vehicle in 2024. And make the jump to electric with Chevrolet. Details at Chevrolet.ca.
Lost your driver's license? It's been stolen or damaged? No need to go to a service outlet to replace it. Do it using SACLIC. It's that handy. A message from the Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event. All right, there's a little bit of a debate that we have to settle for a texter before we move on to traffic and Can't Beat Lee. Oh. Somebody and their husband is arguing, do we sit or stand while we do the radio show? I got bad news for you. We are 50-50 right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Claudia and myself are sitting. Natasha and Kim are standing.
Yes.
It's
and
a high table.
I stand to dance, so often I'll get up and I'll dance to a song, but besides that, I'm sitting.
It depends on the topic. If the topic is really juicy and heated, I stand because I think better when I stand.
You're more grounded.
I'm more grounded. Yeah.
And these chairs that we have, they roll all the way to Newfoundland. So
they do.
No problem. All right. We're gearing up for Can't Beat Lee. First, Kim, how are the roads?
All 13 South congested. Dagenais to Henri Bourassa. Côte de l'Est to the 20. 15 South. You're going to slow the 440 to the Met because the Met West is slow moving from Anjou right through to Côte de l'Est. 40 East, Illetourt's at the 30-40 split, but then it jams up at Cavendish. Stays congested to Saint-Michel where they're forcing everybody off for a major accident. 20 East, the Galipos at Don Quichotte. Then it slows 55th to 1st. It's Canadian Tire's Big Spring Tire Sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and Motormaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
You know you're pretty smart,
but he's positive you can't beat Lee.
Oh, boy. And we have a full house or a full car this morning to try and beat you, Lee.
Oh, good.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have your crew with you. You have Jace, Rylan, and Cooper.
That's right.
And you're all convinced that you can beat Lee this morning.
Yeah, we're not sure.
Wait. Are they your children or just hooligans you picked up on the side of the street?
Probably hooligans that I picked up.
Okay, so these hooligans are going to help you beat Lee for a pair of tickets to Fuego Fuego. This is obviously coming to Montreal at the Olympic Park, May 24th to the 25th. Tickets on sale now. Headliners are Nicky Jam on Saturday and Peso Pluma on Sunday. One hooligan is excited about it.
It's going to be awesome. So here we go, Lisa. 30 seconds on the clock. 6 questions that progressively get harder. You can have a little bit of help if you want by your hooligans, but I will take your last answer, okay?
Okay.
And if you choose to pass on some of the questions, it's fine. Just keep in mind that we're not going to be going back to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Here we go, Lisa. In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what did the Scarecrow want from the wizard?
Pass.
What fast food restaurant sells the Whopper? The Whopper.
Burger King.
How many kids does Beyonce have?
Two.
What's the two? What's the plural of fungus?
Fungi.
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 What year did Vancouver host the Olympic Games?
2010.
Transylvania is a region in what country?
Pass.
Okay, that was your last one, so you could take the time.
All right.
Okay, and just remind, you did say two kids for Beyonce, right? Yes. I repeated that, but I wasn't sure.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we're going to bring Lee back in the studio. That was actually funny. That was great.
All right, hooligans, bring it on.
Oh, there was a hooligan that was really involved.
Really?
Which one is this?
That's Cooper.
So cute.
Love that name.
Bring it on, Cooper.
All right. Are you ready, Lee?
Yep.
Okay. In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what did the Scarecrow want from the wizard?
Pass.
What fast food restaurant sells the Whopper?
Burger King.
How many kids does Beyonce have?
Two.
What is the plural of fungus?
Fungi. Ooh,
what year did Vancouver host the Olympic Games?
2010.
Transylvania is a region in what country?
Romania.
So cute.
Are you trash talking me as I'm going over there?
My goodness. Okay, Cooper, that was Cooper, before Cooper. The buzzer. All right, so it's a close game, guys. It's really close. Okay, so in the movie The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow wanted a brain from the wizard, and
come
both
on.
Of you passed on that one.
I gotta say something. I've never seen The Wizard of Oz.
No, come on. The Scarecrow wanted a brain. The bear, the lion wanted
courage,
and the Tin Man wanted a heart.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they went to see the wizard,
and Dorothy wanted to go home.
Yeah,
that's right.
That I know.
And then the wizard didn't exist. Because it was all within you. That's how you get these things.
I don't need to watch the movie now. You just told me all about it.
Okay, so it was a brain. So both of you passed on that one. Both of you did know that Burger King is the fast food restaurant that sells the Whopper, which I called the Whopper first time
around. The Whopper.
The Whopper. Okay, we'll skip that one. What is the plural of fungus? It's fungi. Both of you got that one right.
Yeah.
The year that that Vancouver hosted the Olympic Games was 2010. Both of you got that one right. How many kids did Beyonce have? The answer is actually three. Both of you guessed two.
Okay.
So far it's three.
Three.
And Transylvania is a region in what country? It is, in fact, Romania.
Romania.
And that's the winning point for you, Lee.
Hey, Cooper, what do you got to say now, buddy?
You know Cooper's a child, eh, Lee?
I don't care. I don't hold back. You're going to play against me. You're going down. I don't care if it's this game or Monopoly.
All right, so, Cooper, we need to hear you say it, sweetheart.
Can we say we can't beat Lee?
Yep.
Can we say it together? One, two, three. We can't beat Lee.
Aww. Not today.
Told
some
you
other
so.
Day.
Told you so. Told you so.
All right. So thank you so much, guys, for being on the show. We do have Fuego Fuego tickets to give away. They're going to be at the Olympic Park May 24th and 25th. If you text the word.
Whopper. Text Whopper to 92925 or Whopper. We will accept
both.
Okay.
A good whooping for the Whopper.
Three things you need to know is coming up next, including why the Habs are pretty much the most powerful thing in all of Canada.
All wrong.
dust flies, watch it burn.
I don't need to tell you what time it is. I know you're keeping a track on it because at 8 o'clock exactly, your chance at the easiest quiz in the world, an easy $1,000. But just in case your watch broke, it is 7:57, so it's real close.
The Beat Breakfast Club has
three things you need to know.
Okay, so if you felt like your groceries were a little bit more expensive in the month of March, you were right. Whoa. Food inflation reached 3.2% last month. It's the highest it's been since 50 years. Oh. Okay, so wow. That was basically an increase of 1.9% since February. But there is an explanation to it. This rise is mainly explained due to the end of the GST holiday last month. Remember how we had a little break?
Oh, yeah.
We had a GST holiday. Yeah. So that ended last month, and therefore it was a little bit more expensive. But okay. The good news is that the coming month will likely be easier for consumers because we do have falling oil prices and the Canadian dollar is gaining strength against the U.S.
Right. But will my food look the same?
No.
I don't like the shrinkflation. I do not like shrinkflation. I want my food to go back to the size that I was used to eating it for the exact same amount of money.
That's what she said.
Exactly.
All right. So let's just say that pretty much every politician is really happy that Cole Caulfield is not running for prime minister.
Imagine that.
Imagine. So only in Montreal does a hockey game, a hockey team, have more pull than our prime minister. Tonight is the first of two national debates happening in Montreal. And the Habs are also playing their final game of the season.
Go Habs, go.
If they win. If they tie, they clinch a playoff spot. You know that. You've been hearing about this everywhere. But because of that, the debate changed the time it's going to start. It's now at 6, mm-hmm. and the game starts at 7, and they just didn't want to compete with the Habs.
Oh, they couldn't talk.
You can't. Exactly. It's impossible.
And they also want to watch the Habs game. They're like, come on, let's go, guys.
They do.
There's something bigger happening tonight. Yeah. A game. All right? Okay, Montrealers, you know this is very Montreal when you see those tempos that were up, right? But if you still have it up in your area, you could be fined up to $1,000. Here's why. I didn't even know this. Apparently, there's a deadline for you to take your tempo down. In the West Island, it's April 15th. In the East End, it's April 30th. In Verdun, it's May 1st. If you don't know what the deadline in is your borough, you should go on the city's website to find out. But I had no idea there was a deadline.
Me
because
neither.
You know what? I've seen people have their tempos up way past the April and May
Absolutely.
Months.
Absolutely. Because how much fun is it to have a tempo up in the summer?
How much fun? Wait.
And use it as a gazebo in your driveway.
Wow.
have parties.
I think they're an eyesore.
They are.
They're so ugly.
But they're so practical.
My neighbor Paul still has his up. He takes it down in July.
I feel bad for Paul today.
Paul, take it down, please.
You know that somebody from the city now is going to drive around your area to see if Paul has it up.
Corner of Steeplechase and Post.
Oh, Lee, you're such a terrible neighbor.
All right, we're getting close. Sorry.
You're terrible. You are not a friendly neighbor. Mr. Rogers would be upset with
not
you.
Not say right? Where I live on the radio.
No,
either.
You should not.
Seriously.
We only know that you live in St. Lazare because you repeat it 15 times a show.
Let's leave it.
What was it?
Let's leave. All right, so we're getting closer. Yeah. Easiest quiz in the world. First, Kim, how's traffic?
Oh, the Met West is slow moving from Anjou right through to Côte-de-Liesse and 40 East. The Illitoire's backing to the 30-40 split, but then it jams up at Cavendish and stays congested to Saint-Michel, where they're clearing a major accident, and they're also pushing everyone off the highway there. 20 East congested from Bouchard to First. With buy one, get one free at Deluxe Paints, do more and do it for less. But hurry, offer ends May 5th. Visit your local Deluxe store today. I'm Kim Kieran. Montreal traffic.
It's kind of a cold day today. I had to start my butt warmer in my car this morning.
Me too.
Yep. So it's going to be cloudy today. 40% chance of rain mixed with snow. Windy as well with a high of 5. Tomorrow, however, clearing skies. We're going to get sunny breaks in the afternoon with a high of 9. Right now, tiny 1.
Let's do it. Easiest quiz in the world. I have $1,000 with your name on it. You have 30 seconds to answer 10 easy questions. Text the words easiest quiz to 92925 to play now. Next. Good luck. The Big Breakfast Club. Montreal's perfect mix. The Big 92.5.